Welcome to the Way In podcast. My name is Jana Saleh Valenzuela, and every week I'll be diving deep into some transformative topics that can help you brighten your days and live your best life. I'm so excited to share this journey with you. From my experiences to research on self-development to tips and tricks that you can implement in your daily routine, this podcast is all about you taking the first step towards your self-development. Or if you already are on the path, then this podcast is about you diving deeper within yourself. Remember, the only way out is in, and true happiness and fulfillment can only be found by looking within. So come on in, and let's explore this realm together. Hello, beautiful people. Today I would like to talk to you about a word that we very easily use these days, the word healing. Many of us seem to be on a quest for healing ourselves and going to healers to do all sorts of things. And yes, this is a wonderful thing because, as we know, the only way out is in. If you don't like what you see in the world, well, you know, you need to change the lens through which you're looking. So yes, healing is great. However, in some ways, the word healing can suggest that we are broken and need fixing. Do you believe that you're broken and need fixing? Do you believe that healing is going to come from someone else than you? Well, I don't know about you, but I find this belief heavy. Believing that we're broken because of experiences we've had in the past is a harsh truth to live by. I don't even believe we can be broken, not consciously anyway. Yes, we can bend, we experience, we discover, we create, we learn, we grow, we evolve. But being broken is a different ballgame. You see, in my point of view, believing that we're broken puts us in the role of a victim. And in that role, we remain stuck wherever we're at. We remain stuck in the same belief, in the same patterns. And of course, we're going to get the same outcomes in life. But I'd like to tell you that this is a lie. A lie we keep telling ourselves because I think it's good enough. It's a good enough excuse to justify why we do or we don't do certain things. See, we're nothing but a set of habits. And those habits have been programmed into us decades and decades ago. As babies, our mind is like a sponge. So we start sucking every piece of information that we get. So our perception of life comes from how we saw our parents living, how they reacted or acted to things, how we were treated as kids. Did we feel safe? Were we listened to? Were we hugged? Were we shown love? Did our parents have time for us, or were they too busy trying to make ends meet? All this is going to affect the way we're going to perceive life. Don't forget, as kids, we don't have an analytical mind. We assume that the world revolves around us and that things happen because of us. This goes on up to when we're like 7 or 8 years old. We can't think before that yes, my mom is working very hard because she loves me and she wants to provide for me and she's getting me all that I want. We will think that mommy's not spending time with me because maybe there's something wrong with me, or I'm not important, or I'm not good enough, or I'm second best. So you see how beliefs can start to form? That shows you that it's not the experiences that shape us. You see, no mom doesn't want to spend time with their kid. But this is how the kid can perceive it. So it's not the past experiences that shape us, it's how we perceive those experiences that will shape our belief, hence our future. The perception of an event that happened 30 years ago can no longer be true for me today. I have a different mindset, I have a different way of seeing things. So if the problem that happened to me 30 years ago were to happen today, I would look at it differently. And I would react to it differently, but my mind does not know that. The mind knows what is familiar, and if I have been repeating the same belief over and over and over, that belief becomes familiar. It goes into the subconscious mind, and it becomes familiar, and the mind will always go back to what is familiar because it is what it knows best. So now, even though those beliefs are totally outdated, they are now unfortunately so wired into our subconscious that they're still deciding on our every thought, every feeling, every perception, every reaction, etc. Studies have shown that we're only conscious 5% of the time, which means that we are running on autopilot mode 95% of the time. We don't think every time we breathe. We don't think every time we walk. We don't think, okay, I'm going to push my back foot, I'm going to take it forward. No, it just happened. We've repeated those actions so many times that they're now ingrained in our subconscious, and they happen without us thinking about it. Well, the same goes for all those beliefs we've created as kids. We've repeated those beliefs over and over and over enough times that they're now part of our subconscious mind, and they have become the masters of us. How so? Well, you need to know that your mind's first job is to protect you. It works for you and for your survival. That's it. But your mind answers to what it's told. So if, as a kid, you've told yourself that, no, I am never going to love again because love hurts, your job's going to do that. It's never going to let you find love because love hurts, and its job is to protect you and make sure that you're okay. So you see how the stories are going to push our mind to act in a certain way. Now, those stories you tell yourselves, they're based on beliefs you created to protect yourself the best you could as a kid. So we are thankful for those beliefs because they served us well at a certain point. But right now, they're simply not true anymore. They are absolutely not true. And now has come the time to update them. Now, let me ask you a question. You do update the softwares on your phone. You do update your phone, your computer. Well, believe you me, you will want to do the same with the most sophisticated computer of them all, which is your mind. So no, you don't need to be healed. You are not broken. You just need to be guided in your journey of freeing yourself from certain beliefs and habits and rebuilding new ones more convenient for you now, today. You can go through any modality for healing, for feeling better. You can go to healers, to therapists, to breath workers. You can use yoga. You can use any modality that you want. As long as you know that you don't need to be fixed, you are perfect just as you are, that you are exactly where you need to be, and that the miracle of being better will only come from you. The only thing you need is to be guided along the way. I hope this resonates with you. And that's all I've got for you today. Please do share your thoughts. And wherever you are in the world, I wish you a good morning, good afternoon, or a good evening. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of The Way In Podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed it and that you've taken away some valuable insights to help you live your best life. If you did, I'd be so grateful if you could leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast application of your choice. If you'd like to keep in touch with us and stay updated on our upcoming episodes and events, follow us on social media at Lamayulu, and do visit our website at www.lamayulu.com. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be excited to have you back next week.